It is great to be with you today. We are starting a brand new series called What on Earth Am I Here For? Here's my heart as a pastor, that you first connect to God, you connect to His purpose, you connect to who He is, His presence, you realize who you are, you connect to the people that love Him right around you, then you connect to the world. And this series is designed to help you understand that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. So I'm going to challenge you. Take the next 40 days and truly seek Him. We're going through a series that's been around for a long time that's called The Purpose-Driven Life, but it's been rebranded for this series as What on Earth Am I Here For? And I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and check out the book. We're going to put the link in the description in the chat box to this video. Go ahead and if you haven't gotten the book, get it and take the next 40 days and seek God. Listen, 40 days biblically is important. We know this, that we can look at like Noah, 40 days of rain. Moses, 40 years in the wilderness. The spies, as they were looking and scouting out the land, were in the land of Israel that God had promised them, the promised land, for 40 days. David ended up facing Goliath on his 40th day of Goliath challenging Israel. Elijah had this amazing meal, and for 40 days it gave him strength. He didn't have to eat anything. We see Jesus, as soon as he's baptized, goes into the wilderness for 40 days of prayer and fasting to be tempted by the enemy. And then we see the disciples waiting for Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for 40 days. 40 days is a time of testing. It's a time of supernatural provision and purpose. And that's my heart for this series, that over the next 40 days, over the next 6 weeks of messages, actually, that you can grow in your walk with the Lord. You can know who you are. You can know why He created you. This is the heart behind it. And the reality is that the average lifespan is 25,550 days. Take 40 to find out why you were created. Take 40 of those 25,550 days to seek the Lord, so that you can hear from Him about what He created you for. So today, it's the intro message. It's the first message. We're going to look at five purposes over the next 6 weeks, but today is an intro message. And here's what I want you to know, that it all starts with God. We often ask the question, like, what's the point? What's the purpose of life? What on earth am I here for? What is the point? And so that's what we're looking at today. So we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 1. Because in this, here's what we see. The very beginning, we see God's purpose and plan and an understanding of why we're here. So here we go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Verse 3, this is so key. It says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light was good, and He separated from the light from the darkness, and God called the light day and the darkness night. You've probably heard this before. And evening passed and morning came, making the first day. What does that have to do with what on earth that we're here for? Like, why my purpose? Here's what I want you to understand, that our life and all of creation began in darkness. So don't freak out if you feel like you're walking in the dark, stumbling around, trying to figure it out. That's how life begins. But when God speaks into our life, light comes. It's no surprise that the evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. Because every day, according to God, doesn't begin with sunrise. It begins in evening when the sun sets in darkness. As a reminder to you and to me that we always start in the darkness, but when God speaks, it brings light. So here's the deal. I want you to hear from the Lord. If you seek Him, you'll find Him. But you've got to seek the Lord. I want you to have revelation for the light bulb to go off because you've heard the voice of God over these next 40 days. You hear His voice speaking to you about who He is, about who you are, and the purpose and call on your life. So we're going to look today really simply, like what is life all about? Like what's it about? Like what is life? So we're going to look at Genesis chapter 12. Because I want you to have an understanding of biblically of what we see, the principles that we see that life is. What is life? And let God's purpose drive you. His principles become the foundation. The scripture that you build on is His word. You know, Jesus talks about people that they build their life on a lot of things. But if you're building on anything other than His foundation, when the storms come, it's like you've built on sand and it all gets washed away. I want your life to be driven by God's purposes. So I'm going to just ask you this. What is it that's driving your life? What's driving your life? Is it pleasure? Is it a goal that you've set? Is it a relationship that you have? Like, what is it? Because I want your life to be driven by the purposes of God and not what you've created. So we're going to look at Genesis chapter 12, this is Abraham. This is the story of Abraham. This is the first time that we see outside of Genesis with Adam, outside of Adam and Eve in chapters 1, 2, and 3, and God building a covenant relationship in a broken world with a broken man that has a purpose on his life. So here we go. It's Abram. And so it's chapter 12. It says, the Lord said to Abram, he chose some guy, Abram, and said, leave your native country, your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation. I'll bless you and make you famous. You'll be a blessing to others, and I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So Abram is just this guy that God speaks to. Personally, I think that Abram's kind of following in his father's footsteps, and I think that there's a purpose and plan that maybe Abram senses there's something that's bigger than what he's been living, and God shows up and speaks to him and says, "Hey, Abram, I've got someplace that I want you to be. I've got something that I want you to do." God speaks to him, and here's the first point that I want you to get: what life really is. Life is a journey. That's the first thing I want you to know. Like, everything starts with God. That's what this message is about. But I want you to understand that life is a journey. And God gives you the freedom to choose if you're going to follow His plan for your life, and that the journey that you're on is the journey that He's prescribed, that He's already written out for you, or if it's your own. It's the difference between walking in darkness and walking in light. And man, I want you to walk in the purposes of God, because life is a journey. And listen to me, there is a call on your life. You don't have to seek it out. You just have to tune in to God's word to you. And God is a speaker. He's always speaking. So I want you to know this, that the Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, go to the place that I'll show you. Listen, I can't promise you that God's gonna change your geographical location, but I know this, that He has a place for you. He's calling you to abandon everything that you know and first and foremost follow Him. This is a scriptural principle that we see. If we want to recognize that God knows us and loves us and has a plan for us, we have to be willing to follow in obedience. Here's the good news. God does know you. And God does love you. You were not an accident. You were created on purpose, just like this world was created on purpose. A very intentional God created you, and He loves you. He has a purpose and plan for your life. But you have to tune into His voice. You have to listen to Him. And if you seek Him, if you tune into that whisper, you're going to hear Him directing your life. And He may very well speak to you, I have a geographical place. But what He's most concerned with is your heart. Listen, I'm in Lake Charles, Louisiana. When I was a young man, I told the Lord, Lord, I'm going to follow You. I'm going to serve You. I'll do whatever You want. And I told Him, I said, Lord, I'll go to Asia. I'll go to Africa. I'll go to South America. I'll go wherever You want to be a missionary. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. And then I jokingly, but with a little bit of seriousness, I said, Lord, send me anywhere but Lake Charles. I'll go anywhere, but don't send me to Lake Charles. The reason for that was because I grew up about 35, 40 minutes away from Lake Charles. And my only experience with Lake Charles, we never went there. We always went to the other city in Lafayette, where my family's from. My only experience with Lake Charles was driving on I-10 from Jennings, where I grew up, to Houston. And all I saw was these plants and these petrochemical industry. And it was gray and yucky. And so I was like, Lord, I'll go anywhere you want me to go. Just don't send me to Lake Charles. Well, guess where I am today? I'm in Lake Charles. Because God saw fit to do two things. First, speak to me about coming to Lake Charles to be someone who follows him out of darkness into light so that his light can shine through me. That's the first thing. The second thing, he brought fulfillment and joy and peace in the place that I said I would never be, because God has a journey for you. And when you engage in the journey, first of all, it never ends. Secondly, he brings you to a place where life and love and peace and joy are there, but you have to be willing to go. Look at the next verse after he says, leave your native country, your relatives, your family's father's family. Go to the land that I'll show you. I'm going to bless you. You're going to be a blessing to others. I'll bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you. All the families on the face of the earth will be blessed through you. Look at the next verse. It says, so Abram departed as the Lord had instructed. Are you willing to go on the journey that God has for you? Are you willing to go? Life is a journey. Here's the second thing, and this is the biggest one, I think. Because a lot of people are like, yeah, Lord, I want to follow you. Because when he speaks, there's such hope in life, and there's this tremendous promise of good things to come, and that people are, that you're going to be blessed, and that people are going to be blessed through you. But the second aspect of like, okay, it all starts with God. It starts with you saying, I'm going to embrace the journey, but it continues with you recognizing that life is not just a journey. Life is a test. It's a test. We're sitting in a classroom. I don't know if you remember what school was like. Maybe you're still in school. Maybe you're in college. Maybe you're listening to me. You're in junior high, high school, elementary. It doesn't matter. Like, we all know what school's like, right? And I didn't hate school, but I didn't wake up every morning going, yay! But the thing I really didn't like was tests. Because a few things. Tests put you on the spot where you got to know deep down the answer to a difficult problem or question. Also, in the test, during a test, the teacher's quiet. Like, you can't go, hey, like, I don't understand. What are they going to be? They're like, shh. Because other people taking the test too. The teacher's always quiet during the test. This is so true for all of us. So, like, I want you to recognize that life is a journey, but it is a test. And it's not always easy. So God tells Abram, he says, go to the place that I have for you. So Abram departs, he goes, and he goes to the place that God has for him. God tells him very clearly, I will bless you, make you famous. You'll be a blessing to others. I'll bless those who bless you, curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. And then God sends, he goes, he's like, I'm doing it. And he goes to the very place that God promised. And then look what happens. He gets there. And no sooner has he gotten there, in verse 10 of chapter 12, it says, at that time, a severe famine struck the land of Canaan. This is the place God had for him, forcing Abraham to go down to Egypt, where he lived as a foreigner. Wait, say what? Are you telling me that Abram, who was told by God that he was going to be blessed, that all of the families on the earth would be blessed through him, that he had a place for him, like, go. It's going to be good. Abram went, and he gets to the place that God has for him, only to experience famine and have to leave the land that God had for him and go to Egypt, where he lived as a foreigner. that had to be so hard. And let me tell you, so many people will be like, yes, I know, Lord, that life is a journey. Look, even non-believers know that life is a journey. Like, you're just continually waking up day after day and going through the routine. And it's easy to get caught in that and just be like, oh, life's a journey. I just got to keep walking one foot in front of the other. But when you know that God has a purpose for you, and you know, there's a lot of tests. And that even if God's quiet, even if you feel like you've been uprooted from the promise and the place that God has for you, you're living in a place and you feel like you're out of place, like a foreigner, like Abram, trust God. This is how you this is how you pass the test. You trust God. You know that He loves you. You love Him back. You reciprocate the love. And you walk in obedience. If you read on, we see that Abram had a lot of tests. He ends up, after the famine, going back to the land that God had for him, but he ends up in a family drama with his nephew Lot, who was like a son to him, over grazing rights. They end up splitting and parting ways. He ends up in the middle of a war that he has to fight with his crew, has to fight to survive. And in all that time, now we have years that have passed where Abram's just, he's fighting, he's dealing with family drama, he's dealing with difficulty, he's dealing with war. He's passing tests, though, because he's believed God when God said, all the descendants of the earth are going to be blessed because of you. That's what he says. I'll make you into a great nation. And then in chapter 15, God speaks to him again. And it's a reminder of his promise. It says, verse 1, sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, don't be afraid, Abram, for I'll protect you and your reward will be great. But Abram replied, O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, Eleazar of Damascus, a servant of my household, will inherit my wealth. You've given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir. Now remember, God had promised him that his descendants, if you read the story, would be like the sands on the seashore. And now here Abram is an old man, and he has no kids. And it looks like the promise of God is not going to be fulfilled. Listen, this is where the test is the hardest, because often God will put you in situations He's spoken to, you've operated in obedience, you've walked out the journey, but it seems like the promise of God isn't going to happen. And Abram here is, he's talking back to God and saying, you say that, what did he say? He said, your reward will be great. He's like, really? How is the promise going to be fulfilled? Because you've never given me an heir. And I'm an old man now. And the Lord said to him, no, your servant won't be your heir, for you'll have a son of your own who will be your heir. Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, look up into the sky, count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you'll have. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. I want you to know that the way that you pass the test is continued the journey in faith. It all starts and ends with God. Trust Him when He's spoken to you. He called me to Lake Charles. The truth is, last 2 years have been pretty tough, haven't they? If you were in Lake Charles, you know exactly what I'm talking about. COVID, 4 federally declared natural disasters, 2 hurricanes that ravaged our city, the biggest flood in the history of our city, an ice storm. Man, the temptation of the enemy is like, God, where are you at? In the test, God's often quiet. But it doesn't mean that His word has failed. You may feel like your words have fallen on deaf ears, but trust God and know this, as you keep the course, and here's the last thing, that life is a journey, life is a test, but life is a temporary assignment. It's only temporary. You are sowing seeds for eternity, and for the generations to come. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. God wants you to trust Him. And here's kind of the rub and the hope. It says, and then it goes through people who trusted God in faith. Abram's one of them. And it says, all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what God promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Life is a temporary assignment. And what God has called you to, you may never see the end of it. But if you hold fast in faith and you trust God on the journey that is life, if you look around and recognize that life is full of tests and that God often seems quiet, that's an indicator that you're in the middle of the test and you hold fast to the word that He's given you. God will use you to shape the generations to come and bring His hope to a broken and dying world. Here we are, 3,500 years later, talking about one man who trusted God. What is your life about? What are you living by? What are you living for? Are you living for your pleasure or for God's purpose? Trust me and trust God's word by putting it to the test that when you obey Him, the fruit of His Spirit marks your life. Doesn't mean that life's easy. Far from it. Abraham's life was difficult. Following God is not easy. But listen to me clearly. It's so worth it. And even in the middle of the difficulties, here's what you get. The love of God. This is Galatians 5. This is the fruit that grows in your life. Love. Joy. Peace. Those are just the first three. Take the next 40 days so that you can answer with full confidence and faith, I know why I'm here. And it all starts with God. So seek Him. And if God's doing something in you, let us know. I want to see you connected to His purpose and His people because He has a place for you. So Father, I just pray that as we take the next 40 days, we can hear Your whisper, Your voice, Your guiding, Your leading, and we choose and commit to follow You in Your way. In Jesus' name, amen. See you soon.